Good morning. We are at the Albert Whitted Field Park, downtown St. Pete, right next to the beautiful airport. And this is the St. Petersburg International Folk Fair. This is the 48th annual folk fair that is being put on by the SFIFS, International Folk Fair Society. And today we've got, well, this weekend we've got a couple of dozen different cultures and ethnicities from around the world, and we are celebrating how we are all of these different cultures are all in this Tampa Bay area and celebrating ourselves being together with each other. So that's the primary thing. That and the idea that it's about the education. Yesterday and Thursday and Friday were school days. Thursday we had like 2,500 elementary and middle school kids. Yesterday we had close to 4,000 middle school and high school kids.
Wow.
They get bused in from five counties, Pinellas and four other surrounding counties. And our goal is to educate about the various cultures that are in the world to these children, encourage them to want to travel and learn about other cultures and other people. And we love doing this.
That's awesome. Can you educate us about your outfit that you are wearing?
Well, this is quasi-Irish. It's intended to be more historical in terms of Irish as opposed to contemporary. Contemporary is a shamrock on a T-shirt. this is a handmade vest from a lady that specializes in making clothing for reenactors and various cultural items. The eyelet lace shirt is because lace is a very important part of the culture, Irish culture, with all the tatting and lace work and all of that's done. So primarily my tops are usually of a lace nature to represent that.
Well, it seems one of the highlights of this whole festival is food.
Absolutely.
Almost every single booth, I'm looking at the Irish booth, the Russian, the Tongan, the Taiwanese, the German, and many more than that. I can only see a certain number of where we're situated, but it seems like everyone has an example of their food ways, right?
Yes, it is. That is a big part of everybody's culture, the varieties of foods and the pastries and the meals. So we wanted to be able to have all of our villages, and we call each of these tents that you see, we refer to ourselves as villages.
Villages, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we encourage all the villages that have anything particular in their food line and part of their culture to please share it with us, so we have an abundance of varieties of cultural types foods to sample and try.
Well, goody, thanks a lot. I know you're busy. You are one of the main organizers of this thing.
I've resurrected it from being
almost dead.
Almost.
At one point. Yeah.
I have been involved with SPIFS and primarily with another cultural group at one time since 2005. We didn't think it was going to be able to survive at one point.
Well, it's surviving now.
And we are so proud and pleased of all of our member cultures and all of the public that are joining in and helping us with this.
Now tell people that are listening now where to park.
Mahaffey Theater parking.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes. Now there also we
very
have,
short walk from the parking garage at Mahaffey Theater.
It is, but we have a plan B. Mm-hmm. If you're parking at any of the parking garages downtown, like the Sundial, or there's another one down, I can't remember the name of it, but at the parking garages, we've partnered with the city for the Looper trolley, and they're going to be coming and dropping people off at the hangar, and they can just walk down Dolly Boulevard and come in.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
So, we do want to say thank you to the Parks Department for the City of St. Pete and everybody that's been involved with helping make this an event happen in a city park.